Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is 12/1/2021, 1st of December. And today I'll be reading more true ghost stories from the web. So, and then we'll go from there. As always, you can find the episodes, all episodes, and links to social media and ways to donate on the podcast webpage, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And that's S-A-L-S-I-D-O. And any comments or questions on the show, or topic suggestions, or especially stories of true stories of ghost or paranormal experiences in general, you can send all those to my email address, which is salcedoparanormal@gmail.com, and I will share them on the show. So, let me see here. Do I even have the file? Okay, I do. Alright. Had a little problem with the recording software I was using, so I'm thrown off a little bit, but I will get these stories started here. So, this first one says, my wife and I just got out of the shower, and I opened the window to let the steam out. She said it's cold, so I closed it. A couple minutes later, she's closing it again and getting onto me about it. I tell her, sorry, I thought it was shut. Anyway, a couple minutes later, it's open again. It's one of those windows that you have to slide up to open, by the way. So she's looking at me like I'm messing with her. And I'm looking at her like she's crazy. We close it for a third time. And then, as we're watching it, the window starts to go up again. So I close it and lock it, and that was it. So, is there physics to that? Like, it's hot inside and cold outside, so that made the window raise up? And that's a good question. I don't know enough about physics or about windows to say for sure, but I hope that's all it was, because that's kind of creepy if it was some, I guess it's not so bad if it was just energy, but if it was some kind of a conscious thing going on, that's kind of creepy a little bit. Although it does sound like, I don't know, maybe someone was playing a joke. I don't know. Not that funny, but interesting short little story there to start off with tonight. So, we'll go on to the next one here. This one is a bit longer. Let me see here. Okay. So this one says, I've always had an open mind when it comes to spirits, ghosts, specters, whatever you may call them. I had never personally experienced anything until the night I'm about to describe. A little background. I was about 23 years old, and I had been in the U.S. Air Force for about 5 years. I had moved from Texas, where I was raised, to Alaska. I had been deployed a couple of times and been halfway around the world at least twice. While traveling, I saw the Philippines and South Korea. I was married to my first wife, and we had since moved to a base called K.I. Sawyer AFB in Michigan. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, to be exact. This is interesting because I'm in the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. So that's where I live. Me, the host, I mean. So, anyway. About 3.5 hours northeast of Green Bay, Wisconsin. So, yeah, they're... Sounds like they're up there in the Upper Peninsula for sure. For some reason or another, the first wife and I had several of our friends come over, and we were having a movie/video game night. In our base house living room, we had two TVs running. One had a movie on, and another had a game system, and we were all playing games and having fun. We were one seat short for the number of folks we had over, and we would take turns standing as someone would get up for some reason or another. I was sitting in the middle seat of our couch, and a friend, they call them Fox in here, was standing near some window behind me to the right. And I thought I heard someone whisper my name from the kitchen area that was behind me to the left. I craned my neck over to see if there was someone in there that I wasn't aware of. Nope. I figured I was imagining things and got up to check the kitchen and head to a bathroom that was right near there. When I came out, guess what? Fox had taken my seat. So I started standing where he had been. From where I was, I could see our whole living room, and kitchen area. Just watching the movie and people gaming. Then I heard it again. Someone whispered my name. Louder. Fox craned his neck around to look in the kitchen, just as I spun my head over to look into the kitchen. Fox, did you hear that too? Yeah, someone said your name. From where I was, I could see everyone that was at my house, and no one was in the kitchen. Fox could see everyone except me. I went into the kitchen and turned on the light and saw a shape outside the kitchen window on the little porch where the door was. The best way to describe what I saw next is this. The shape was something that looked like a professional wrestler with a big, broad-rimmed hat and all dark colors. The shape turned and stepped down the steps and turned out of the little bit of light that was coming from my window. I was young and was thinking, there's no way that someone is going to peek in my windows. And I headed for the door and out into the night. There was no one. When I came out of the door, I had a clear view for about 75 to 100 feet in all directions, and there was nothing moving in the night. Most of my neighbors had dogs. None of them were barking, and it was silent out. No dogs barking, no insects, no engine sounds, nothing. A couple of my friends had joined me outside, and none of us saw or heard anything. Now, I have been 6 feet tall since I was 18 years old, and I went back in and had my ex-wife hold her finger where the shoulder of the shape was. I went outside, and the shoulder of this thing was around 4 inches higher than my shoulder. This shape was 6 feet 4 inches at least. No one other than Fox in the house heard my name called, and no one saw the shape except me. The fact that Fox did hear my name is the only reason I don't think I imagined it. That was the night that I became a believer in the supernatural. You don't have to believe, but I do now. And that's a very interesting story. Someone was trying to get their attention. Got it. And, yeah, but it's interesting that someone else heard it, like they said, so. Then they, apparently this figure, whatever it was, probably the same figure that spoke to him, went outside and then just vanished. So, that's, that was a good story. Those, whispers that you can't find the source for, are always interesting. And it almost sounds like a shadow figure. They didn't say directly, but, I'm wondering if that was more of what it was, or if it was exactly what they said. If it just had on darker clothes. I don't know. So, let's see here. Okay. I'll go on to the next one. This is another fairly long one. Okay. It says, this happened around 3 months ago. My friend enjoyed watching sunset. We worked by the beach at a resort. Every evening after our shift, we would sit by the door, by the dock door. I have the last story on my mind still, I guess. Smoke cigarettes and watch the sunset. We would leave by 7:50 or 8 p.m. as it starts getting dark. This one evening, we were having a deep conversation about life while watching the sunset. We were talking and talking until it was around 8:15 p.m. It was getting late, and I told my friend that it's better we leave now. But he insisted that we will just after one cigarette. I had a bad feeling about it. Something just didn't feel right. But I obliged. How long would it take to finish a cigarette? 5 minutes, tops, right? So, I light one up with him. He was facing the ocean, and I was facing the beach. We were chatting and smoking. Then I saw a silhouette of a person at the far end of the dock. We were sitting at the end of the dock by the ocean. I have really bad eyesight and can't see much in the dark without my contacts. I asked my friend, "Do you see someone over there?" He turned around and said, "It must be the cops." I knew it wasn't the cops as it was nearly 8:30 p.m. It was dark, and cops who patrol the beach at night have flashlights with them. As minutes pass, the silhouette came closer to us, slowly walking in our direction. It was around 2 meters away from us when I was able to make up what it was. My roommate wasn't aware of this as he was facing the ocean. All of a sudden, my hands and feet felt cold. And I had this overwhelming sense of fear. Typing this alone is giving me goosebumps. I frantically tapped my friend on the shoulder and said, in a shaky voice, "What is that behind you? Let's leave, please." I saw my friend's face. He knew something wasn't right and didn't want to turn back and have a look. But I forced him to do so. As soon as he turned back, he froze for a moment. It was the silhouette of a woman dressed in a black robe. She didn't have a face, hands, or feet, but it looked like she was holding a pail or something in her left arm. It was around 6 feet away from us. It stopped and looked at us for a bit before going down the steps to the ocean and came back up. It turned around and watched for a bit and just vanished. As soon as it was gone, we took our stuff and literally ran to our house. We didn't say a word about it until we got home. That same night, the both of us had the same dream. We were at the docks, and that woman dragged us into the water, drowning us. The dream felt so real, like the water and all. To this day, I still remember what that thing looked like. It didn't have a face, hands, or feet, dressed in an all-black robe, and it had long hair. My first time seeing something like this. I'll never forget that day. Ever since that day, we leave the docks at 8 p.m. We didn't want anything to do with that thing anymore. And I don't blame them on that one. The nightmare part is odd that they both had the same one. So I don't know about that. But yeah, it sounds like they saw some kind of a, obviously it wasn't a regular living person if it was vanishing. I mean, unless it was some kind of a, just a time slip, but then how does that explain the dreams that they both had that they were the same? So yeah. I don't know. I don't think that was just like a time slip or a vision of another time or anything like that. Like, I've kind of been into lately is the whole time idea to explain a lot of paranormal stuff, but I don't think that was it just this time. I'll probably do an episode on that soon just to go over what I think some of these sightings of ghosts may be in relation to that. Not that I'm saying I'm any kind of an expert, but just based on stories I've heard plus the ideas I've heard in other shows recently. If you look up Troubled Minds Radio, you'll find a couple, at least one or two on that, and it's really interesting. So, but yeah, that does not sound like it was a fun experience. I don't blame them for making sure they're out of there before it gets dark. So, let's see here. Okay. Alright, we'll go on to the next one here. Okay. These are all decent length stories tonight. But that's okay. This one says, I have never really told the certain friend mentioned in the story about this because I didn't want to freak her out, but I thought it'd be cool to share here. I have a million ghost stories, but this one takes the cake for top scariest. So when I was about 11 or 12, around 6th grade, I had a best friend. Let's call her A. A and I were super close at the time, and we would have sleepovers very often. Her house was really big and really old, and some of her family, and not family, previous owners, I guess, had died in said house. She'd seen a bunch of spirits in there. A woman with brown hair packing up her dead dog, hearing her grandpa's footsteps, and some other footsteps that sounded like a little girl. Up until this story happened, I had only really heard the footsteps, and in my logical sixth grade brain, chalked it up to the AC or something. A, however, knew it was a spirit. A ghost, I should say. So one day she invited me over for a sleepover, and I accepted. We were in her room at about 1 a.m., doing each other's hair and makeup. We decided to wash up and go to bed. We watched TV until we fell asleep. Fast forward till about 3:30 a.m. I wake up needing to use the restroom. But when I open my eyes, I see this giant figure standing at the foot of the bed of her bed. This figure had to be 10 feet tall and completely blacked out. I mean, it was a giant standing shadow. I was like, what the heck, and decided the restroom could wait because there's no way I'm getting up now. I tried to fall back asleep, but I could still hear it breathing, and I could feel it looking at me. I swear it knew I was awake. I eventually wake up, and it's daylight outside. I wait until after breakfast to ask A, so what other spooky stuff goes on here, around here? She said she pretty much told me everything, but then said, oh yeah, sometimes I see this dark shadow near my bed. That makes sense. Never saw it again after that, and continued to spend the night with her often, as usual. Freaky stuff. And that is odd. The way they didn't even know this, said it, the article said it was a girl, or the story and the name and everything. Didn't even know about the what happened, and or that figure that had been seen by the girl that lived there until after. So that's quite the confirmation, I guess. So, yeah, I don't, it's interesting that there's multiple spirits in the house and the people there are aware of it. But it doesn't sound like they're afraid of them overall, which is good. I mean, that last experience in the story, I imagine the person sounded like they were afraid, but I don't blame them, but at least that was the only thing that happened that way. So, let's see here. Alright, I'll go on to the next one. Oh, good. Next one is a little bit shorter. Now, this one, I don't copy all the titles from these stories, so... but I know this one was from a hotel. And this one says, my office was downstairs from the lobby. It used to be a ballroom. The hotel is over 100 years old. It was after 1 a.m. I was coming back from an event, headed to my desk to wrap up financials. As I walked the stairs downward, I could hear a party, glasses clinking, muffled voices, and music. It was completely dark. I rounded the corner, flipped the switch, and now... totally silent. A room of cubicles, just as it should be. And that's the end of that one. I kind of really liked the way it was written, actually, just from a writing point of view in a way, because it's very straight to the point. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, I thought that was a good story. If it was a ballroom, then it makes sense that there'd be sounds of a ball happening down there. So, let's see here. Okay. This next one is another longer one. It says, about 5 or 6 years ago, I had one of the strangest experiences or encounters of my life, and to this day, still can't fully explain what I saw. I was attending a small college in Pennsylvania at the time, and my roommate and I were up late on a weeknight trying to find something to do. We decided to go to a tunnel in the middle of the woods that is supposed to be haunted, way out in the woods, with basically no road. If your car hangs low, you are not getting there. Stories say people see a woman who had hung herself from the entrance of the tunnel many, many years ago, still hanging there. Or someone walking up behind your car, your parked car. You drive through the tunnel, turn your car lights off. You want to do it around midnight or later. We have been there before, followed all the rules, and nothing ever happened. But this time was much different. I can't read tonight. That's wonderful. We drive there through the tunnel, turn off the car and turn off the lights, sit and allow our eyes to adjust to the darkness. All you can see is the dim light from the moon and the dark silhouettes of the trees. So my roommate and I sit there just talking, but also paying attention to the end of the tunnel. A few minutes go by, and we are starting to get ready to leave. Out of the corner of the tunnel, it looks like a small object had appeared on the bank on one side. I think nothing of it and blink hard to readjust my eyes, thinking maybe I'm just seeing things. When I'm readjusted, it's still there, only this time, whatever it is, starts to move. Whatever this thing is reminded me of Gollum from Lord of the Rings, except it had longer, skinnier arms, which almost had a jagged appearance at the joints. Whatever this thing was stopped dead center of the tunnel and twisted its head and looked right at us, then hurriedly crawled to the other side. Before I could even get out the word go, my roommate had the car on and was driving as fast as we could out of there without ripping up the bottom of his car. No one really says anything until we get to the main road. At this point, I'm thinking my mind was playing tricks on me. Maybe my roommate didn't see anything and just heard me say go and left. We get to the main road, and he turned to me and said, "Did you ever see Lord of the Rings?" This clarified for me that we both saw the same thing, so there is no way our minds played the same trick on us. There was definitely something there. To this day, that is still the only explanation I have of that night. No idea what that was or what I saw. And that's an odd one. That does not even... I don't even know. I guess it's possible it could be human, although that's quite the interesting shape for a human. Unless it's some other kind of being, maybe some kind of... I don't know. There's a lot of different names of just things that are out there supposedly in the woods, elementals, different kinds of fairies, just all different things. And some are physical, some are not physical, some can do be one or the other. Doesn't sound like they saw any other features other than the shape, but still, that's I don't blame them for getting out of there. That's interesting, though, that it doesn't match any of the stories, the legends about that tunnel. makes you wonder if any of those legends even have any accuracy, and then how many people have gone there and seen that same thing, but they don't want to talk about it. But, yeah. That's an odd one. It's not easy to classify that one. Even less so, I guess. I mean, it's never really easy, but it's even harder than usual, I think, in this case. So, let's see here. Where are we at time-wise? Well, I only have 2 stories left, so we might as well read them. Okay. So, this says, I've had a share of experiences with our old apartment. Back in the 70s, this apartment was said to be state-of-the-art by some older neighbors who had been staying there since then. But soon the whole area became filled with high-rises and increased crime, and the beauty of this apartment fell out of touch, forgotten and lost its luster from before. It's normal for me to feel eerie or see forms or shapes of entities, but this one in particular was a shared experience with my mom. My dad at the time worked graveyard shifts, so his routine was to wake up at 9 p.m., eat, bathe, and leave to work by 10:30 p.m. When he left, my mom and I were watching a show in the living room, when all of a sudden we heard my dad's footsteps walking and opening their room door and walked to the bathroom, which was right in front of their room. And then silence. We paused what we were watching and looked at each other, trying to understand what we just heard. That was Dad's footsteps, and we just saw him leave not too long ago. Let me see here. Okay, there it is. We lived on the 7th floor of this two-bedroom apartment building. I don't know if that's right. So the whole flat's rooms are just less than 10 feet away from the living room and kitchen area. We can see everything in the house. We waited, and unsure, we called his name. And when we heard no response, we peeked through the hallway to see. But the doors were closed and lights were off. Apart from us, no one should be in the house at the time. We checked all of the rooms in case it was an intruder, but it was as if no one came in. We told my dad the next morning, but he shrugged it off. But it turns out the story was just the beginning of one of the many shared experiences my mom and I would have with this apartment. And I guess they just say that to show that that's not a one-time thing, or that they weren't just imagining it. The shared experience thing always is interesting because it does lend more credibility to it possibly being not just someone imagining things, even though I always kind of push back against the imagining things explanation. Not that it can't happen, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we should trust our feelings more often. But that's just an opinion. Again, I don't claim to know anything really when it comes to any of this stuff, but but that's interesting. It sounds like the opposite of some other stories I've heard where people hear the sounds of people they know in a place before the person actually gets there. It's like the reverse of that. But yeah, I think that was a neat one. I'm wondering now what the other activity is that was in the place, if it was more similar things, because that would, to me, that would indicate more of a time. Again, I'm sorry if anyone's getting tired of me saying this, but maybe it's something to do with time anomalies, or if that's the case. But if not, then I don't know. So, well, let's get to this last story here. It says, I have a friend that I've known since high school who is sensitive to paranormal things. She's no medium or psychic, but she's seen things that most people can't see, like auras of color around people. I feel like I've seen that once or twice, but not very much, and only for a split second. But it's a really interesting thing. Says, she and I have been friends for 8 years now, and we are both adults at this point. Through the years, we have had many sleepovers, and on some occasions, this particular light has shown up. The first time I can remember her pointing it out was 5 or so years ago. We were both asleep in my bed. I woke up to her tapping me and saying my name in a freaked out tone. I asked what was wrong, and she said, "There's a light. Look, right above your door." Now, me being a logical person, I said, "It's probably the smoke detector." She then said, "No, it's a bright white orb." My scared side came out, and I refused to turn over and look at it. I just kept saying, "No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it." And I quickly fell back asleep. Fast forward to a year ago. I moved out of state 2 years prior. And when I say out of state, I mean across the country, pretty much. 500 plus miles away from the place she had first seen the orb in. She comes to my new home state to visit me. While she was over, she stayed in a guest bedroom directly across from my room. She, my ex, and I had gone out that night and came back to play some drinking games. We eventually called it a night and head to our rooms. The next day, my friend tells me that she has seen the orb again. I was shocked because I have never seen it, and she has not seen it since the one night at my old house. She has only seen it when she is around me, in two completely different places. I have not had any close friends or family die in my life. That's good. So I do not think this is some kind of guardian spirit. When I asked her how the presence felt, she told me that it was a comforting and non-threatening presence. Can anyone explain what this could be? And what's interesting to me is that they say they don't think it's a guardian spirit, but then if it's comforting, I don't know. I would almost wonder if it could be that, though, after all. But that's interesting that maybe this thing is always there, but the writer never sees it, but then the friend that comes over once in a while is able to see it. At least it's comforting. That's a good thing. So it's not likely probably to cause any trouble. So, but, yeah, very interesting story. So, but I think that's going to do it for tonight. I'm going to take tomorrow to see if I can figure out what's going on with my recording bot, if I can. Either way, we will have streams tomorrow night and Friday, at least as planned, as of right now. So, go from there. More True Ghost Stories from the Web tomorrow. And then I'll be joined by a good friend on Friday's stream. So, thank you all for listening. And have a good night.